داشتم ته یک فنجون خالی.
It's time to take the future in our hands, and we are responsible for what is going on in our society. Our parents change it. We're gonna change it in our way.
This election is confrontation of two ideas. One is believes in freedom, democracy, and human rights. The other side, we do not confirm these values.
It's very important to vote because the opposite candidate is kind of scary for us, so we are voting to defend our rights.
Those were the voices of voters in Iran. Hello, I'm Jan van der Maat, and welcome to this edition of Spotlight Asia. Well, last week we were in Iran for the presidential elections, which were massively won by incumbent President Hassan Rouhani with 57%. His closest rival, the conservative Ebrahim Raisi, won 38.5%. Let's now go back to a few days before the elections. Both camps were having TV debates and massive rallies in a campaign period that was to last only 1 month.
Political tensions between the two opposites are reflected in the opinions expressed by people asked on the street. Maya, a student, is voting for the first time in her life.
I'm hoping that Mr. Rouhani is going to win the election because the whole past few years I've seen things that I haven't seen in the, you know, past 8 years in Ahmadinejad's time, and he gave us hope, and it is worth the try. You know, like, getting into a hole is much easier than getting out of it.
Bernam Sareti, who joins a massive pro-Raisi rally, is disappointed in Rouhani.
He didn't do what he said he will. He didn't, and he just threw out some slogans.
What did he say he was going to do, which he didn't?
I'm going to lift the sanctions and put them away, and he couldn't. He was just played by the Americans, I think. Nothing more.
But for Marsa, either way is a bad choice.
The supreme leader of Iran is for Mr. Raisi. And
but does that mean that he's going to win then?
Yeah, I think he's going to win.
And you think that's good or bad?
It's bad.
Why?
It's bad. It's obvious. He's a real radical. Iran will be more isolated.
I had the chance to ask Ali Abbas Chatkodai, the spokesperson of the Guardian Council, the body that decides which candidate was allowed to run, a crucial question.
Would the Guardian Council be open to public scrutiny in the sense that its members could be directly elected, like now the candidates at the presidential election, for instance?
Okay, order of choosing candidates in different bodies or organizations are different, like other countries. For example, like France, we have special election, presidential elections, or city council, or Islamic consultative assembly. Some of them are direct, and some of them are indirect. Guardian Council includes 12 lawmakers or 6 faqih. 6 lawmakers must be chosen by legislature, and the next 6 faqih must be elected and introduced by the supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei.
But not much of an answer there. And while on the streets a seemingly spontaneous fest of democracy is being celebrated, behind the scenes there doesn't seem to be much change. I went to a pro-Rouhani rally at the Hijab volleyball stadium in Tehran.
During 2 hours, Rouhani supporters have been whipping up the crowd, and there were former ministers, a daughter of a fighter pilot, killed in the war with Iraq, singers, actors, and in the public was a granddaughter of the founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, giving her support to the Rouhani campaign. When I came out, I asked excited Rouhani supporters about their feelings.
Friday is very, very important for my people. This is not only an election, it's a reform election. It's an election for change.
I really need Iran to be the best country all over the world, and I think that Mr. Rouhani can do this.
We love Rouhani because he's our our current president and we want him for the future.
All of us are so excited for Friday election. It's very important for our country and we're honored to be a fan of them.
Iranian in the foreign countries, come on, come on, and we need your vote for Iran.
The next day after the Rouhani victory, his supporters went to the street and celebrated massively.
A spontaneous demonstration of singing people happy that their candidate won. Here are some remarks I gathered.
I love it that Rouhani win the election. I voted for him. I think that he's the best one to be the president.
We want to send this message to the world. We want good relationship with other countries all over the world.
We all are really happy. They really accept our ideas, actually.
It's not something that we aspire to become a Western democracy. We are Iran, and we have our own way. We will create the sort of democracy that we want.
8 years ago, we vote, but we believe that some people steal our votes, and now we are here to say that we take our votes back.
But some want to take their victory further.
We like Mr. Rouhani because he continues freedom, and we like free. We don't like a scarf.
You have a very nice headscarf. Why don't you like it?
No. We don't like. All of Iranian people don't like a scarf. Because of hijab, we are so limited. And we don't like limitation. Just we like to be free.
The law that we want to have. We want peace. We want free press. And no to sexual discrimination. And no to religious discrimination.
But then two men in plain clothes whisk me and my interpreter away and ask me to switch off the microphone, suggesting it would be better to go back to my hotel.
Who says we cannot have interviews?
Okay, unfortunately right now I can't send you. We can't go to the hotel and I explain it.
And so they are proving that restrictions on freedom of expression are still tighter than most of the people here would want.
But the new government will have other headaches. I asked Dr. Mohammad Marandi of Tehran University what now the major hurdles of Rouhani will be by once again taking the helm of the nation for 4 years.
It's the economy, because he's promised that, okay, it's been 4 years now, but I've put everything in place and things are going to get better very soon. And so if they don't start to get better, I think within the next year, then I think that he is going to be increasingly a lame duck president. So I think the next year is probably going to be very key to him. Personally, I'm not very optimistic. I'm not optimistic that he can turn around the economy for a host of different reasons. Some of those reasons are not things that he can control. And some of them, I think, that have to do with policies that the government is pursuing. And, of course, the commitments that the government has made over the last 2-3 weeks with regards to increased subsidies. So we'll see. I mean, if he does well in the next 18 months, then I think that he will end his presidency pretty much successful. If he doesn't, then I think the last 2-2.5 years of his presidency will be difficult.
And that ends this edition of Spotlight Asia. Many thanks to my interpreter, Amir Farahani, without whose help this production would never have succeeded. Don't forget to tune in same time next week. And from me, Jan van der Made, goodbye. دل به عشق تو سپرده فال تو رنگ فریب و گریه های عاشقونم